Janasalakaya Chakshodan Meditam Yenam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dilati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sīdhūpam sāngri jātam sahagana raghatam vitamtam sajīvam sādvetam sāvarutam parjana saitam krishna chaitanya devam sīrādhā krishna pādam sahagana lalita sīdhushakam vitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shade Prishabhano Sude Devi Pranamavi Hare Priye Panchakarma Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahe Vacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So today we are going to discuss about Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, very confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so today is the disappearance day. So also traditionally there are some bhajans chanted by different acharyas. And so like for example by Narottam Das Thakur, but we don't have time to also chant all these bhajans. And so I will just read and explain, and then we'll discuss a little more about Gopal Bhatta Goswami and his life and his contribution to the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, his mood following Rupa Goswami especially, Rupa Sanatan, and of course Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the first is by Tirubhav Bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, that is known as Samparshad Bhagavad Viraha Janita Vilap. So Samparshad Bhagavad, so that is feeling separation, Viraha Bhav, from the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Samparshad means all the associates of Mahaprabhu. And so Viraha, the separation Bhav is there. First of all, we must have some love and affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And then it is possible to have this Viraha Bhav, these feelings of separation. And then it is possible to cry and vilap. Vilap then means lamentation, feelings of separation. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he wrote one book, Vilap Kusum Anjali. So Anjali means with the hands, the offering, you may do Jalanjali offering, Ganga Jal to the Ganga Devi, to the holy river, Yamuna Devi, Jalanjali. Or then there is Pushpanjali, when you offer flowers to the deities or the Lord with love and affection. So that is known as Pushpa Anjali. And then is also Vilap, Kushumanjali. So the lamentation, and then just like offering flowers, Kushum Anjali, but offering them at the same time also the feelings of liberation, of lamentation, in the feelings of separation of the Lord and his associates. So then Narottam was praying, Yeyanila Premadana Kurana Prachur. Heno Prabhu Kutagela Acharya Thakur. Where has this great personality gone? Srinivas Acharya. Well, was an associate also at that time, a good friend of Narottam Das Thakur. So where has he gone? Where has my Prabhu gone? So the devotees are addressing each other as Prabhu. And then Dhamura Sarup, Rupaka Sanatan. Where am I Sarup Dhamadar and Sri Rup? Kadasa Raghunath, Patita Pavan, where is Sanatan? Where is Das Raghunath, the lifter of the fallen? And then further, where am I Raghunath Bhatt and Gopal Bhatt? Dhamura Bhatt Juga Kaka Viraj. Eka Kale Kota Gela Gora Nataraj. So Bhatt Juga means the two devotees of the six Goswamis with the name of Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta. And where is Kaviraj? Where did Mahaprabhu, the great dancer, the king of dancers, suddenly go? And then feeling so much separation, he's saying, Pasana Kodibo Mata Anala Pachibo, Gauranga Gunera Nidhi Kota Gela Pavo. He's saying, I will crush my head with a rock and jump into the fire. So feeling so much separation sometimes than the devotees, so they feel like giving up the body, of course, but so they will ultimately not do that. But that is not sanctioned in the scriptures. And as Mahaprabhu was present, Sanat Goswami one time, he was wanting to give up his body. And then Mahaprabhu told him, no, you cannot do that. And also Raghunath Das Goswami, similarly also here, feeling separations from the Lord, and he associates, then sometimes the devotees will feel separation, or when the spiritual master has disappeared, just like when Prabhupada left this world, then all the devotees were feeling so much separation, crying. So that is only possible if one has served the spiritual master, one has served the Vaishnavas, or the previous acharyas, then one can feel separation. So therefore, on this day, at least today, we discuss about Gopal Bhatta Goswami and his wonderful qualities and activities and his seva to the Lord. And then by hearing that, we can get some attachment, some attraction to him. And then we can feel some separation also. But of course, first it always starts with the spiritual master. We have to become attached and to the spiritual master and serving with devotion, and then we can have sometimes some feeling of separation when he's not present, when he's preaching, or when he has disappeared from this world. And then that same love that will be there also for all the Vaishnavas, for all the previous acharyas. And the more he grows, then he becomes pure. And then the feelings of separation, they will be also more intense. So much so that the devotee wants to crush his head against the rock. So, and then being separated from the loving association and the blissful pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das can only cry. So, of course, there's not only separation crying, but when the devotees are absorbed in chanting nicely the holy names, the Maha Mantra especially, then they may cry also feeling transcendental bliss. And it is explained when the devotees are crying, feeling transcendental bliss, then the eyes, the tears are from the eyes, they are very cool and very pleasant. But when the feelings of separation are there, in the fire of separation, then the tears which are coming will be hot and they are burning. So very wonderful song. So there are some other songs also. They are known as, by the previous acharyas, they are known as Sucha Kirtan. And that is usually sung on the disappearance day of the different acharyas, and they are well known amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And there's song for Sanatana Goswami is there, for Rupa Goswami, and then Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, for all these six Goswamis. So I will read the one for Gopal Bhatta Goswami and also read the translation, so we become more near to him, more attached to him, and then we can feel some separation also from him. See, Gopal Bhatta Goswami Sucha Kirtan, so they are chanting that, but I will just read the song and the kirtan and the translation also. See, Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, tuya si charane kabu, dikibu ki nayane bariya. So it is in Bengali language. So he's saying there, whenever I see the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, my eyes flood with tears. Shuni asi magun, panjare vindi lagun, nichani niya, Jaire Maria. One becomes free from the cycle of birth and death by hearing about your unlimited qualities. So by remembering the pure devotees, then we can get their mercy and become free from the cycle of birth and death. So it is mentioned even by hearing the name or just saying the name of the pure devotee, there's so much transcendental benefit. So therefore every day actually, so we have the Premadvani prayers and then we also say Jai Sri Rup Sanatan. So the Jaika, we say the names of these Goswamis and then in this way we get their mercy. For the appearance day and the disappearance days of these great personalities, then we make a special endeavor to glorify them more and then we become more attached to them and then we can get more of their mercy. Pirite gadale tanu dasaban hemajano chandramukhe arunadara. Being attracted by your moon-like face and lips radiant like the rising sun, I can't be pierced by Cupid's 10 golden arrows. So in this material world, everyone is actually attracted to the opposite sex. So the god of love, Cupid, is there, and the conditioned soul, or even sometimes the sadhaka, is then greatly troubled by this lust or by the attraction to the opposite sex. But here he's saying that being attracted to the pure devotees, who are very beautiful, then we will not be attracted by this material Cupid, by the god of love of this material world. And we will not be bewildered, because these pure devotees, they have Krishna in their heart, the Mahaprabhu in their heart. So they are fully absorbed in the loving service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Therefore they are also most beautiful. They are very effulgent. Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Radha Shana Sundar. Jalake Dashane Kanti Jini Mukatara Panti Hasikai Amrita Madura. Your beautiful teeth resemble a string of pearls. Your joyful words are saturated with sweet nectar. Paranera Paranajar Subrupa Sanatana Ar Raghunata Jugala Jivana Pandita Krishna Lokanath Janadeka Beda Matra Sarvasvasi Radharamana. The devotees Sri Rupa and Sisanathan Goswami, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhat, Raghav Pandit, Krishna Das Kevaraj, Lokanath Goswami, they all your life. So he was taking shelter of especially Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And he had a very friendly relationship with all the other Goswamis. And then, so your life and soul is Radharamanju. Premete vitara ange chaitanya charana bhange Srinivasa dayaradina. With your body full of love, your obeisance is to Lord Chaitanya. And like a honeybee, you are attracted to his lotus feet. You kindly gave shelter to Srinivasacharya. He was actually the spiritual master of Srinivasacharya, also one great Vaishnav, who was singing this, who has compiled the beautiful Sad Goswami Ashtakam. And there in the Sad Goswami Ashtakam actually, so we can find the mood of the Goswamis. Krishna Ketana Gana Natana Paro Prema Mritam Bonidi Dira Dira Jana Priya Priya Karoni Machal. They're always absorbed in the thoughts of Radha and Krishna, and they're very merciful. And they are so giving their mercy to all the full conditioned souls, and they're taking full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they are absorbed in the bhava of the gopis. Gopi bhava rasamrati lahari kalola magna muhur. They're completely absorbed in the gopis bhava, because actually, so all the six Goswamis, so they are, and most of the associates of Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu is non different from Radha and Krishna. So most of the associates of Mahaprabhu, so they are actually associates of, they are gopis, very dear to Srimati Radharani. Because Nityananda Prabhu are there, and his associates are mostly then cowboys. And then the six Goswamis specifically, There are manjaris, a little bit younger gopis who are assisting Srimati Radharani and serving Krishna. And so actually in Krishna Leela he is known as Guna Manjari. So he's a manjari. So in this Sargoswami Ashtakam, so the mood is given there of the six Goswamis, so including Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They're fully dedicated to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and as explained, Nana Shastra Vitaya Nitanam Saddhama Samstapita. So they were establishing this Dharma as wanted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were writing many books. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami also, so he's well known for having compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Actually, Hari Bhakti Vilas is originally under the guidance or the instructions received from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami. He actually drafted the Hari Bhakti Vilas, but then he asked Gopal Bhatta Goswami to help him and compile the book actually and to arrange it in a systematic way so it can be presented to all the Vaishnavas. So therefore, someday we'll say that actually Hari Bhakti Vilas was written by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but actually it is written by Sanatana Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he helped him greatly, and then so with the compilation, and then and then it was produced also. Of course, they didn't have a printing press, but they were writing by hand. So, and then another very important book, which is well known amongst the Vaishnavas, that is known as Sakriya Saradipika. So that is a very important book for the Vaishnavas, especially the householders. Sat Kriya Saradipika. So this Dipika is showing just like the moon, and the moonlight is showing at night time. So usually if there's the new moon is there, then we cannot see anything. But on the full moon night, we can see something at night. So that book, that is Dipika, is showing Sakriya Saradipika. Sakriya Sar, the essence of the Sakriya, the important activities to be performed for the householders. So that is known also as Dasavida Samskar, the different purificatory rites. Like for example, if one is getting married, first of all the Vivah Samskar is there, and then the householders, they have to perform different ceremonies. If you want a child, so first of all, Garbhadhan Samskar, and when a woman is pregnant, Pumsavana Samskar, Chimantanayan Samskar. So these are purificatory rites. And then when the child is born, the giving of the name, Namkarna Samskar, and when the 6 month old the boy, then giving the first grains. So he has very nicely compiled that book for us to be used. And of course, whenever we do a ceremony, then we worship Guru Gauranga Krishna. So it is an important book, and as Prabhupada has mentioned in the Bhagavatam 10th canto, that the Vaishnavas, they should actually perform these different samskars. And also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parents, they performed all the samskars for Mahaprabhu. And of course, even Nanda Baba, he performed all the samskars for Krishna. So just to teach us that we should do that. So it is an important book, which all the Girihasas are actually supposed to follow. And of course, especially priests. So it is that book they are using to perform the different ceremonies. And in there is also included for those who want to give up, so this material life then, and the household ashram. So there it is mentioned about also entering the sannyas ashram, or even those who want to become babajis. So this babaji vesh, so how to do that ceremony, that is also explained in brief. So that is also important. But of course the main contribution is that he has revealed the very, of course he was expert also in deity worship, and he was teacher, of course, and he was a spiritual master of many devotees, so giving initiation and especially giving instructions to all the bridge buses and all those who came to Vrindavan. So we continue. Further on it is explained here that sabe meli rasa sada bhava bara unmad evya vasaya chiradhyam. So your loving engagement is associating with pure devotees, relishing ras and tasting the divine madness of gopi bhav. Evya vasaya chiradhyam lila sudha suraduni rasika mukutamani rasavesha gada gada hiya. The pastimes of Radha Raman flow through your mind like the celestial Ganges, the crest jewel of rasik Vaishnavas, relishing prem ras. You become overwhelmed with ecstatic emotions. Aho aho raga sindhu aho dina jana bandhu yashagaya jagat bariyam. O ocean of spontaneous love for Radha Raman, you are the friend of the fallen. Your fame is sung throughout the universe. Ha ha moti sumadura, ha ha karunara pura, ha chintamani gunakani. Oh, your form is most sweet and full of mercy, and your unlimited qualities act like a touchstone. Ha ha prabhu ekabara dekam madurasara sicharana kamala lavani. Just once, O Master, let me see your lotus feet, the essence of all sweetness. Aneka janmera pade ashesha bhagyera tare tuya parikara padapayan. After many births, I have attained the rare fortune of serving the servants of your eternal associates. Nijakara mera doshe majina vishaya rase janamaganaino kolikayan. Because of bad karma, I've wasted my life enjoying sense gratification. Aparada paremane tatapi tomaraguna padida pavana asha bandham. I'm full of offenses, but my only hope is that you, being full of merciful qualities, will deliver this fallen soul. Lobete chanchalamati upakeli natigati pukaraya manohara mandam. Although my mind is fickle, I am greedy and sinful, still this manohara das calls out to you. Please don't neglect me. So the devotee who compiled this song is known as manohara das. So praying for the mercy of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So of course we always praying for the mercy of the spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas, and it is recommended that we cry out and we pray for the mercy of all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he actually appeared in South India in a Brahmana family. So his father's name was Venkata Bhatta. So they were from the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya. Like in South India, many of the Brahmanas, they belong to the Sri Vaishnav, the Sampradaya from Lakshmi Devi. As we know, there are four Sampradayas. One in which we belong, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, come from Krishna to Lord Brahma, Madhvacharya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then of course the six Goswamis came. And then the Sri Sampradaya, of course the expanded form of Krishna and Narayan, so gave this knowledge to his consort Lakshmi Devi, and she gave this to some great personalities, and there the Acharya is actually Ramanujacharya. So they belong to this Sampradaya. The other two Sampradayas, the Fokumara Sampradaya, coming from, they received knowledge from Hansavatar, the swan incarnation, and the Acharya there is Nimbarkacharya. And the fourth is the Rudra Sampradaya, who received transcendental knowledge from Krishna. And then Lord Shiva gave this to many followers, and amongst them the most prominent now, well known as Vishnu Swami in the Rudra Sampradaya. So he was there in the Sri Sampradaya, his father, and his uncle was the famous Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur, who is actually very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an eternal associate. And he was elder even than Mahaprabhu. and he is actually Tunga Vidya Devi and Krishna Lila. And he wrote some very wonderful books like Vrindavan Mahimamrita, 17 books glorifying Sri Vrindavan Dham. And he wrote one other book which is very famous, Radha Rasa Sudanidhi, glorification of Srimati Radharani, 216 verses. And there is in the glorification, although he's a gopi, so he's showing the mood of a gopi towards Srimati Radharani. But many times, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he came to give gopi bhav, but then also, because most of the acharyas and the six Goswamis and Gopa Bhatta Goswami, they are manjaris, so in these verses also you can see many times is revealing the mood of the manjaris. So he was the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So as a child he was known as Gopal, simply Gopal. And so then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually when he went to South India, just before the Chaturmas period in which we are situated, it just started a few days ago on the Guru Purnima 31st. So actually before that, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in South India in Sri Rangam. So that is the place where they were living. There's a famous temple there of Ranganathji, very beautiful, very famous. And that is actually known even as a golden dome is there, fully covered with solid gold, so very opulent. And there are seven actually boundary walls constructed by different great personalities known as the Alvars. And they are doing the service there, so belonging to the Sri Sampradaya. Very elaborate worship, very pakka, very wonderful worship of the Lord they are doing there. So Ranganath is actually Vishnu lying on Anantashesh, and Lakshmi Devi is there serving, and Narayan. So he arrived there, and then he stayed actually with Venkata Bhatta and Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur. And they had a close friendship, and of course then, when the great personalities are coming together, then what they're doing? They're discussing Krishna Katha, or they're sharing their realizations. So Mahaprabhu, so he saw that they're worshipping Ranganath and Lakshmi Narayan. So but then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give Braj Bhakti. So then he was discussing about with Venkata Bhatta and Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur and discussing about Lakshmi Narayan and then discussing about Radha Krishna. And then he was actually convincing both of them to worship Radha and Krishna. But then especially Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur, of course he's an eternal associate of Radha Krishna, then he fully adopted the worship of Radha and Krishna. But even Venkata Bhatta also, then he was worshipping Radha and Krishna. So in a very joking way, he was mentioning that how is it that Lakshmi Devi, the wife of Narayan, has gone to Braj and has tried to gain the association of Krishna. So there's a pastime there also across the Jamuna. There's one place, a Mansarovar, and where it is mentioned that Lakshmi Devi actually was there meditating on Krishna, trying to have the association of Krishna. But because she didn't have the gopi bhava, it was not possible. And Krishna also appeared there and told her, you don't have gopi bhava. So because actually the eternal concept of Narayan, so, and which is my expanded form, so it is not possible for you to get this gopi bhava. But if you want to, you have to take shelter of the gopis. But for Lakshmi, of course, it is not possible. But then, so she said, I want to still be with you. And then, of course, it is mentioned that Krishna said, you can reside on my chest. So it is mentioned that even sometimes you can see, they will make three lines are there on the chest of the Lord. Even it is mentioned of Krishna, Shrivatsa. And so she's residing eternally on the chest of Krishna also, there in the form of the Srivatsa. So in this way, so he was joking with Venkatabhata, and he was explaining also Narayana has many qualities, but it is mentioned he has 60 transcendental qualities, whereas Krishna has 64 transcendental qualities, which nobody else has. That is, Venu Madhurya is playing the flute. Like you can see all the deities in Braj, they have a flute. Krishna, Damodar, of course Radharaman is holding it in the sides. So for various reasons. And then the beauty of Krishna, Rupa Madhurya. So Krishna is most beautiful, more beautiful. Or rather than Radharaman, very beautiful. Most beautiful. More beautiful than Vishnu or Narayana. And then the Lila Madhurya and the Prema Madhurya, the pastimes and the loving exchange with his devotees in Braj, they are most wonderful. So, and one time also then he explained that Krishna, so after the gopis, so after the Ras Lila, so when one time the Radharani left the Ras Lila, then Krishna, felt, well, Radharani is not there, so there's no pleasure there in dancing with all the other gopis. So he also left and was behind Srimati Radharani, following her and then all the gopis. So then they were looking for Radha and Krishna, and then Krishna also disappeared. And then he took the form of Narayana. And when the gopis saw Narayana, they were offering pranam, but then they were asking Narayana, where is Krishna? Similarly, but then when Radharani came, so then Narayana could not, Krishna with the four arms there, he could not keep his form and he had his two-handed form. So in this way he convinced the whole family to become worshippers of Krishna. And that time Gopali wanted to join Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu told him, no, you should stay here. You stay here and you have to serve your parents, because he was the only son. And then, but later on, after they will leave the body, then you may join me. So he was following also this order. And he was nicely serving his parents, he was growing up. And then as soon as his parents left, one after the other, then he decided to join Mahaprabhu. And it is explained that actually, so he went also to Mayapur and Navadvip. And of course at that time it was not so easy to travel. There were no airplanes and no trains, so they had to go by bullock or by walking, maybe by horse. But then Mahaprabhu was not there, and then he had heard that Mahaprabhu had gone to Vrindavan. So then he decided also to go to Vrindavan, and then later on as he went to Vrindavan, he had also heard that Mahaprabhu had left, and then he was feeling so much separation from Mahaprabhu. So, and actually it is mentioned that he never met Mahaprabhu again. As I will explain just now how he got Radharamanju, the beautiful deity, and then actually Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream that you should not feel sad that you're not meeting me, because you are worshipping Radharaman and I'm not different from Radharaman. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. See, Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He's Krishna made a bhav with the mood of Srimati Radharani and the lust of Radharani. So Radharaman is also Krishna, is also Mahaprabhu. So then he was satisfied, and later on some Vaishnavas who had come from Navadvip, they had brought, which Mahaprabhu also wanted to give him, a piece of cloth of Mahaprabhu's cloth from his Uttariya. So, and then also he had received a small chokhi which was used by Mahaprabhu, that is still there in the Radharaman temple and they are worshipping that, and they are on special days, like today, they will show to all the Vaishnavas, or maybe even tomorrow, they will have a festival for 2 days, and devotees may join there also. and usually they're always inviting devotees for prasadam also, and they're giving prasadam all the devotees who are visiting the temple on these days. So, and also it is explained that Radharaman is the embodiment of Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath. So these are the three main deities of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Madan Mohan, who is the deity for Sambandha Gyan, and so that we can understand our relationship with Krishna, and so then we can become attracted to Krishna and detached from the Cupid, from the love of God of this material world. So we worship Madan Mohan first. Then when we are engaged in devotional service, so Abhideya Gyan, then we worship Radha Govinda Dev, who is satisfying all the cows and the senses. And then we may go further, and then we worship Gopinath, the Lord of all the gopis, when we are more advanced. So these are the main deities of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So it is explained, the devotees of Radharamanju, they will say that actually Radharaman is the embodiment of these three deities. So the lotus feet are actually resembling Madan Mohan's, and it is explained his chest is resembling Gopinath's chest, and his lotus face is resembling actually Govinda Dev. So that is the strong faith of the Vaishnavas there. Of course, even for example ourselves, when we see Radha Shyama Sundar, we may also see Madan Mohan, Govinda Dev and Gopinath there. And so all these deities are simultaneously one and different. There's one Krishna, but he's manifested in so many forms to have loving exchange with his unlimited devotees. So after his parents had left, so under the instruction of Mahaprabhu, so he came to Sri Vrindavan Dham, and he took shelter of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And actually it is mentioned that he took initiation also from Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur, his uncle, who became also a great Vaishnava Acharya in our line, very well known. But he was mostly staying then in Puri also, but then he came to Vrindavan, spent some time here also, and even he left his body here. It is explained, and his samadhi is there, Prabhananda Saraswati Samadhis. Samadhi is there near the Kaliaghat. The samadhi is there. And so he became a very good friend and of Sri Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And it is explained that he was staying here in Braj for 45 years. And most of the time actually in Radhakund. But of course he was doing the worship at the Radharaman temple, and then he was overseeing when he was older the worship, but most of his time then he spent in Radhakund. So, and actually as he was staying here, so one time he felt, let me go for pilgrimage to the Himalayas, so he went to Himalayas and he visited some holy places. And then he took bath also on the holy Gandaki River, where the Shaligram Shilas are situated. The two places, so one is in Nepal, where the Shaligram Shilas are to be found, that is the Gandaki River. And the other one is a little more ahead in Tibet. There's a place known as Damodar Kund. There's a kund there, and where the Shaligram Shilas are also found. So he went to the Gandaki River, holy river, and he was taking his bath there, and with a bucket and a lota, and he was taking the water, and as he was taking his bucket to take his bath with the Lord. I saw there are some Shaligram Shila there. And of course he offered pranam to the Shaligram Shila, but he thought, well, they came in there, so I just put them back. Because there are many Shilas there, so it may happen. So he put them back again under water, and then again he got some water with his bucket, and again the Shilas were there. And then he thought, well, maybe they want me to worship them. So he thought, all right, let me take the Shilas with me. So he was taking bath, and then he was keeping the Shilas. There was 12 Shilas. And then he came back to Vrindavan and he was worshipping them in a very simple way. Because he was a Goswami, right? So he was just doing his bhajan and teaching and preaching. So the deity worship was quite simple. But he has knowledge also of how to worship the deities in an exemplary way, how to install the deities, that is explained in Hari Bhakti Vilas. There are 20 Vilas, 20 parts in that book. So for example, how to worship the deities, how to install the deities, how to construct temples. So actually it is a very important book also, and we hope in the future it will be also published. And for example, how to act according to Vana and Ashram, and the qualifications of the spiritual master, the qualification of a disciple. So many important instructions are there. But then there's also commentary on the book by Sanatana Goswami himself, because at that time there were many Smata Brahmanas. So some of the things which are mentioned there, they are also for the Smata Brahmanas. So therefore these books we should also read under the guidance of the devotees who are experienced in spiritual life. But it is a wonderful and important book. As he was worshipping, so his shilas in a simple way, so the sannyasis usually are doing the worship simple, or even grihasthas, they may do more simple the deity worship. But in the temple, the deity worship has to be more elaborate. He was going to take bath every morning in the Jamuna, which is nearby. He actually took the shilas with him, and he was doing the abhishek of the shilas there in the Jamuna. Shaligram Shila is Krishna. So Krishna is taking bath in the Jamuna. So very simple. And then he was doing offering, some simple offering with some flowers, incense, and ghee lamp, and offering some bhoga. And then many times he was just putting the shilas in a cloth and hanging in the tree. Siddhi just said the tree is there next to the Radharaman temple. But then he was seeing that the other Goswamis, they had also performed some worship of some deities, like Govindadev was worshipped by Rupa Goswami, was manifested to Rupa Goswami, and Sanat Goswami was worshipping Madan Mohan, came to him, and Jiva Goswami worshipped Radha Damodar, which were actually carved by Rupa Goswami. So most of the Goswamis, they were worshipping some deities. And so in his mind, and actually somebody was giving him some, just before Nishinga Chaturdasi was giving him some cloth and some small flute for some deity. And then he was wishing, and already had the desire, that he wanted to worship the personal form of the Lord. And so then he observed Nishinga Chaturdasi celebration. And then the next day, as he was taking bath, then he saw that one of his Shila, known as a Damodar Shila, was transformed into Radharaman. Sisi Radharaman Juki. So, and even it is said in the back, you can still see that actually that was a Shila before. And so then he very nicely worshipped the Shaligram Shila, the deity of Radharamanju. And then of course the Shaligram Shilas also. But then as he was getting older, he was giving the seva to one of his disciples known as Gopinath, who was known as Pujari Goswami, who was a brahmachari. So he served him, served Radha Raman the whole life. The devotees, many devotees, they actually like very much Radha Raman. Of course, besides our deities, Radha Shyama Sundar, many devotees, their next favorite deity are Radha Raman. And they have a very nice worship. And Srila Prabhupada, so at one point he was actually telling the devotees, if you have some questions regarding deity worship, and he also told Yamuna Mataji, who told me personally, that Prabhupada told her that you should go there if you have some question and about deity worship, and you can see how they're worshipping Radha Raman. So they were a nice worship, simple worship, but very nice, and especially the mood. So they're worshipping Krishna, of course, with Braj Bhav, like the gopis in that mood. So it is a wonderful deity worship going on there. And all the devotees, they may go there today, and they will have also Harinam Sankirtan either today or tomorrow. And the devotees, they can take part, and they will have nice prasadam also. So we pray to Gopal Bhattu Goswami on this auspicious day that we may remember him more, and we may be able to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely by his mercy, and then also we may in the future be able to serve Sisi Radha Krishna in the same mood as he was worshipping, in the Gopi Bhav, and especially as a Manjari Radha Dasyam, in the mood of serving Srimati Radharani as a confidential maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So we pray for that, and Srila Gopal Bhattu Goswami ki. Hare Krishna. So whenever there is a Utsava festival, there is some Mahaprasad also, you can come here and take some prasad. Hare Krishna. Sri Radha Raman Juki. Sarigram Srila Bhagavan.